But I wanted to.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to, when you could sit down with Shriver and do some negotiating yourself and with the heads of the divisions and get some loyalty in the operation for Johnson. And either I'm ready to kill it quietly through George Mahon and them and get the damn thing out of the way if the niggers are just going to be that mean to me and Shriver's group's going to be disloyal. Or try to get something that doesn't require them. I see the morning paper, they say they haven't spent a third of their money yet on Head Start. They're trying to get everybody to get started, say they got to obligate it before the first of the year. That's a fool thing, the Dallas News. I thought we might have to raise poverty $100 million or $150 or something, and that's not firm yet. But he thought he's going to save $1.5 billion on expenditures on Federal Reserve because we get that much revenue and we have that much expenditures. So he wasn't going to put either one in the budget, but he's been doing it ever since Wilson administration. They took it out. He said that he's found out there'd be so much hell raising that it would undo what we want to do. So he's got to put that in. That puts it up. They have talked about a 57th figure in defense, but nobody thinks that they can really get by with 57, and they think that expenditures will be way over that. So now we're trying to figure out where we can get that will be, that he can testify and support. We haven't got that yet, but we'll probably have it Monday. I talked to Pearson about the air agreement, and we discussed one or two points involved. And yesterday, when he called me, and you can say to clear up the lie that one of them wrote that I'd called him.
I changed it on the wire.
Why'd they put it?
Just a misunderstanding. When I said yesterday morning
that we talked, I read it.
And he just assumed that I said that you would be talking to him later in the day. Bethlehem Steel Corporation just announced an increase of $5 per ton in the price of some type of structural steel. Just handed the bulletin here. And then he just read it the wrong way.
Who, Steve?
Yes, Cormier.
So we talked about the air agreement, and that's with. I talked to Schutz this morning. I talked to Ball. I talked to McNamara. I talked to Rush. Califano.
Alright. On going home, I've simply been saying that off the record, I don't know whether they should be prepared to go anytime on short notice because, I'd let them know as soon as I did. Some of them like, Bivak and then two of the others whose wives are either down here or coming down, or their wives are either planning to go home tomorrow or Saturday or come down Saturday or Sunday, and they're asking me privately should their wives go home or should they come
down. Well, the first thing I do is call that little son of a bitch in and say, you haven't helped me a bit by this story. This is ugly. This is untrue. He's not irate about anything, and nobody could tell you that and tell you the truth. And if anybody works for me told you that, you'll tell me I'll fire him for telling you a lie. That's number one. Number two, I do my damnedest to help y'all's wives. But the president can't make his plans on your new wife. He just can't do it. He's got lots of other problems besides he's got a wife. And he just can't possibly do it. And if he told you what he'd like to do and you treat him as a gentleman and as a decent fellow, you sons of bitches would double-cross him. That's what they do. Now, I think I'm going to leave Sunday afternoon. But I don't want somebody to call me up and say, it cost me $6,000 now if you don't do what you told me you thought you might do. You see what I got?
Yes, sir.
And that's the only way I know to tell them.
Sunday is the hardest day for me to get a plane.
Yeah. Do you think I ought to go back, depending on when you get a plane?
No. Just...
Well, what do you think I ought to do about it?
In case that it doesn't make any difference to you, Monday morning is an easier time, but I'm sure that I can get one on Sunday.
Well, you see, we waste the Monday day's work, don't we?
That's right. Well, if I could go ahead and start this morning.
I think you can go ahead and start this morning, but they just don't get us $6,000 involved where you can't cancel it. Or get them where their goddamn wives and whores don't come with them, and you can call them back with me. because, you see, I've got little beach crafts going back that I could put some Secret Service on.
Right.
And I could haul for probably 50 people if you get rid of all of them.
I mean,
and I don't think it would hurt you to make some of those technicians go back once in a while on a commercial anyway.
Right.
And then I don't have to go through this harassment. You don't know how it makes me feel to just have to say 3 days ahead of time what time I'm going to depart because Al Spivak's wife. And that's what it adds up to. And then that little son of a bitch, Joe Layden, has told him that I'm irate. Because I haven't told anybody, I guess, except your press office, that I was going back. And I seriously thought it would, told Lady Bird, got all organized. And then I didn't because McNamara was coming here Monday, and I was afraid he'd think that I was offensive to him. And didn't want him to stay all night with me. I would have been back there last Sunday, where I should have been all this week, driving on these messages. I'm pretty well getting around now to where I don't think I'll have a separate message. I think I'll just send a routine supplemental up to the 10th. And then I'll, 3 or 4 days later, I'll go up with my State of the Union and not ask any delay in the budget at all, since they've made such a big item out of it. And I wish, Bill, you'd tell them in the backgrounders that if I could caution the press, you boys get overly dramatic and all of these things on peace moves and everything else. Everything you do, when Dean Rusk goes over there, Bob McNamara goes over there, you ignore it. And when Goldberg thanks the Pope, you say, peace is round the corner. Got me and Jack McGuire thinking it's going to be today. And then you'll say we're disappointed later. Now, we don't do those things. Now, I've cautioned you, and I won't caution you again. Another thing, you come out here and say you're going to have 110 budget. You get it in everybody's mind, and when it's 120, and really it was submitted to 125, and God knows what it'll be within $2 billion. The president himself doesn't know. But Ed Dale comes along, and you repeat it and pick it up. Then you all say we do something wrong. Now, I'm going to call your attention. I don't want to get in a fight with you, but I just got to call the fact that you say these are the Herald Tribune predictions and not the president's. And I give them a good little going over there cautioning them on these things. They got a $60 billion budget. Either way I go, I'm going to catch them hell. Now I go at 114, it's going to look like I'm way up from 110. Makes you feel that way, doesn't it?
Yes, sir.
All on account of Ed Dale. And the son of a bitch, I can't get anybody to tell me where he got it. Gardner Ackley says he hasn't said anything like that. He doesn't believe it. Schultz says he hadn't said anything like that. But I did tell Schultz that he'd get the hell out of here with $125 billion worth of requests. And $115 billion, he had to get me a budget of $110. Like Joe Layden, I'm afraid to tell him again that I'm even thinking of Sunday. If he asked me, I wouldn't tell him the time of day. And if they double cross you on this one, I'm not going to do it again. But I think you got to lecture that little Al a little bit.
Oh, I will. I think that's an irresponsible story made up.
My staff is not, I've never questioned the working of my staff. I've never questioned anybody. I don't call you on California, they call me. 290 AE advance for AM the weekend of January the 1st.
290 AE.
Yeah, and I just say the two corrections I want in that story. He's never, I want that story. He's never, I want that story. He's never, I want.